not I'm telling of what are the characteristics especially in the writing of Srila Rupa Goswami.
Rupa Goswami's style of writing is like the Bhagavatam, but then the Bhagavatam is in the style of Rupa Goswami, and that Rupa Goswami's superior position has to be recognized as Rupa Manjari.
Srila Rupa Goswami, he fully understood the internal desire of Sri Caitanya Mahaprabhu to take the...
Why you come late, Delhi? You should come before me. Come anywhere here, near, in front. I'm telling of. You should sit. more.
Yes. So, Srila Rupa Goswami, he understood fully the internal mood and desire of Sri Caitanya Mahaprabhu to take the moods of Srimati Radhika, and his writing specifically expressed all of these pastimes of Radha and Krishna. He expounded upon what was there in Srimad Bhagavatam and expanded upon that by his own internal realization. And he also presented to the world the science of rasa, of bhakti rasa. He provided all of the ingredients which the devotees require to go deeply into experiencing this bhakti rasa.
Very much. The thing is that, according to my poor knowledge of English, I'm not expressing in my question what I want to do question. The thing is there. What is that? What I want?
I can guess that in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna wanted to bring the gopis out of home to dance.
No, with them. I don't want to ask these things. I'm questioning them. Then you will hear. What Rupa Goswami has written? He has realized himself and practiced the same thing, and then he has written. No? He has not written anything which he has not practiced, and he has not established in his life, and he has not realized. No? At first, he has practiced all things. Beginning from nectar of teaching, instruction, Vacho Vegam, all the things, Bhaktri Samit Sindhu, and Ujjwal Nindmani, everything he has practiced in his life, perfectly. No? And then he realized that truth in his life. And then he wrote anything. This is not in our case. Can you tell by your realization that name, Krishna name and Krishna is same thing? By chanting holy name of Krishna, we will happy in our this life and what life? Spiritual life. Can you tell it? Have you practiced? Have you realized? But we want to write books so volumes and volumes. For an example, you can take that. 5 Pandavas and 100 sons of Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana and all. Together 100 5, wherein the class of Dronacharya. Dronacharya was so qualified in arrow and
archery,
and also in all shastras, Vedas, Upanishads, they knew all these things. So he used to give some lesson to the students. One day he gave a lesson that you should go and practice, remember, and then come to me tomorrow. He gave the lesson that you should speak true. Duryodhan told like that, "Oh, I have remembered this. This is not so long, anything, no philosophy, nothing. I have remembered this." "No, you should go and deeply think and then come tomorrow." Next day, all were assembled. He told Duryodhan that, "Do you remember?" "Yes, yes, so well. Speak the truth." "No, you have not remembered." He asked that in this council, anyone in class, there is anyone who has not understand and not remembered this? Only one hand came up. Whose hand came up? "I have not realized it practically in my life. So I have not remembered." "Oh, you can realize that. But it is very hard for others to realize it." So the specialty of Rupa Goswami is that whatever he has written, a word, a letter, it cannot be changed. Never anyone can change. One Sanatana Goswami saw his one poem and he criticized and told that you should correct it. "What is that? What was that?" "Beni Vyalangana Phana." Rupa Goswami has given an example of Srimati Radhika's veni.
Bread.
So he has given an example that her veni is like very poisonous black snake, lady snake. Because he's become so furious very easily. Male snakes not so furious, so
easily.
But that becomes very easily. And they attack. So he was telling, Vyalangana Phana. Like this. Moving in air. Why you use this word? Bal means serpent, snake, black. Why you used? Rupa Goswami was saying like this because he's the elder brother and guru. He told that you should correct. Then very humbly he replied, "Rupa Goswami, brother, I think that it will be better if you correct it. So it depends on you to correct it." Sanatana Goswami was searching here and there, so much searching. Any
comparison.
Alternative.
Very good. It will be so smooth and sweet. but he could not do. But he was in mind and heart thinking, and he was returning from that place. Achha, I will do it tomorrow. In the way, this pastime is of Radha Kunda. At that time, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were in Radha Kunda in different cottages. He was returning from there, and he at once saw there was a very beautiful Kadamba tree. And in Kadamba tree, there were two ropes, four ropes coming from the branches of that Kadamba tree. And a very beautiful beam was there. A very country lady, village lady, girl, very beautiful, but like Indian girls, not so extraordinary. And she was sitting on the what?
Ring.
And some girls were singing the song of sing, and they were making here and there. Sanatana Goswami, far away, he saw that some very poisonous sea snakes are here and that doing like that. In air, the last part of the breath was moving here and there. He at once ran, "Oh Lali, oh Lali, oh Lali." Lali means?
Little girl.
Oh, certain shots there in your head. Be careful. And he took his latiya stick and wanted to take it off. But when he came nearer, the girl smiled and at once vanished with all his sakhis and everything. Only tree was there, no thing, nothing. And realized what Rupa Goswami has written, it is true to accident and accident. And he has realized his any word, any letter, anything cannot be corrected. As it is, as Gita as it is, like that, anything. He practiced and realized. But we write volumes of volumes, so many things about Sukadeva Goswami, and have him told for girl friends, and any girl writing so much volumes of books, having for
boyfriend,
taking anything, no control on words. But we want to write so much. But Rupa Goswami has never written anything which he has not practiced. Then Yudhishthir Maharaj realized the truth. He never spoke anything he could not realize. But something is that we cannot realize that thing, Krishna, with material things. It can be realized only by the mercy of Krishna himself. So when Arsasthana, named any elephant, was brought to death by Bhimsen, he told to Yudhishthira Maharaj, "Tell, shout loudly,
loudly,
that Arsasthama is dead." But Yudhishthira Maharaj told, "I am never seen, I am not realized that he is dead. I am seeing that he is fighting here. How can I?" Krishna was repeatedly telling him to tell, but he could not. After that, he told him to kill an elephant named Arsasthama, and he killed. And then told you, "Now you can tell." And he said, "No, I can tell only that Aswastham I did, but elephant, only elephant. Ajay, you should tell loudly this, that Aswastham I did, but elephant. He began to tell very loudly, and when he tells, Aswastham I did, and I finished this letter. At once he... And he told all Bhim, Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev, five councils. Well, sorry. Anyone cannot hear that Aswastama, elephant. Only Aswastama is dead. At that time, still the chariot never run on earth, always on sky, in a sky. But the same time his chariot came on down on the earth. And he has a very big offense to disobey Krishna. Krishna showed before he had to Arjuna that all are killed. All are in the within the teeth. So all are killed, or all bodies are killed, and Atma never killed, never died. So he did offense. We should try to obey Krishna, Shastra and Guru. We cannot reconcile. We cannot real this truth. I think that all the truths in this world are lies. What is your name? Please tell truly. What is your name? Paramahansa. Yeah. But when it is not true. The name of Atma is not Paramahansa, or the name of Swayal.
Body. Physical body.
Swayal.
Five elements.
Or water, air, or unknownness. So actually it is all false. We cannot speak a word in this world true. So Rupa Goswami's this specialty was that. What he wrote from beginning to end, he realized and then told, like Vyasadeva. He saw everything in his samadhi. And he realized, and then he told. Kali Yuga, we don't. We can steal something from here, from that author, from there, and we will take something and write, and we will take Nobel Prize. Nothing. So we should try to realize what we tell. But as a peon, you can use the teachings of our Gurudev, Shastra, and have very strong faith on this. Now you should come. We have read something. What we read yesterday? No. Are bhai thar. What we were reading in this book?
Going to page 50. We have completed this page 49.
Perhaps we are in 50.
50, 51.
He has told the symptom of Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari and Uttam Adhikari. something you can tell about three? You remember?
Yes. In reference to
Kanishtha.
Especially in reference to Kanishtha, Madhyam and Uttam Adhikari Gurus.
Not Guru.
Not.
Devotee, simply.
Kanishtha Adhikari, he sees primarily, he has a vision that Krishna, God, is in the temple. And I can see him if I go to the temple only, elsewhere not. And neither does he recognize who is bhakta, who is not bhakta, who is innocent, who is guilty. He doesn't see gradation. So he's lower class devotee.
And madhyam?
Madhyam means he has conviction of the existence of Krishna, God, and sees Krishna and God, but the scriptural backing is not complete. He's not fully learned in the science, not shastravit. Also, Madhyamadhikari, he sees different grades of devotees. He sees innocent person, and to that person he preaches. He sees guilty or non-devotee atheist, and he avoids that person. He sees his peer as friend, and to that devotee he is intimate and friendly. And then he sees higher adhikari, he sees advanced Mahabhagwat as worshipable, and he serves his every wish. Then Uttamadhikari, he is Mahabhagwat, and he sees Krishna everywhere, and he sees everything happening according to Krishna's plan, and everybody acting as Krishna Bhakta. No discrimination between different levels, only the highest vision of pure devotion. Everywhere he sees that. So beginning Adhikar, Kanishtha, he can't discriminate because of ignorance. Highest Adhikar, Mahabhagwat, he doesn't discriminate because of pure bhakti. But in the middle, Madhyamadhikari, he sees the different levels and can discriminate for preaching purposes.
Anything more?
Also, it's explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita according to faith.
Yes.
You can understand the different devotees.
He has described, we will read it afterwards. Go on.
For the Kanishtha, it stated, Yahara Komala Shada Se Kanishtha Jan, Krami Krami Tenu Bhakti Hodo Uttama. That his faith is, he has Komala Shada, soft and pliable faith.
What is the meaning of soft? Soft is so good. No?
Delicate.
Weak.
Yes, it's weak. It wavers. When one comes in contact with somebody who may present some opposing argument, then their faith becomes weak. But krami krami keno bhakti hoyo uttama, that by proper association, by doing sadhusanga with high class devotees, then krami krami, step by step, one ultimately can come to the platform of Buddha. Then next is Madhyam. States that the Madhyam Bhakti is that his faith is, he has strong faith, but he's Mahabhagyavan. That he's very fortunate.
No.
No cheating.
That's what you see now. He's done it. Vidashadevan, Madhyam Bhakta,
Tare
Mahabhagyavan. That Shastra Yukti Nahi Jane, that his.
Shastra Yukti Nahi Jane Dridha.
Shastra Yukti Nahi Jane
Dridha.
Dridha.
Atharjava.
That his understanding of Shastra is not to the level of the Uttam.
Perfectly he does not know.
Perfectly
he knows to some extent, knows good, but not perfectly. But Dridha Shraddhajar.
But he's got very strong faith.
Dridha is both not perfectly knowing Dridha, but a Dridha Sabdhajar. Understand? Again, what I'm telling you. Nahi jane Dridha.
So his understanding, he's not perfectly understanding the shastra, but
in other words, he can be defeated in arguments. But his Shraddha, his honor to Krishna, his belief on Guru, Shastra and Bhagavan is so strong that he will not give up his worshipping, chanting, remembering or anything. Very established in that.
Dridha,
clear?
Then? So Dridha Shraddhavan, but he is very unestablished, is fixed up. And
Example?
The example is
Das Thakur was beaten in
22
marketplaces.
But he never told, "Oh Allah." Oh, hold on. No. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. He never. Khanda khanda jadi hai jaya deha pran. If anyone cut me in lakhs and lakhs his pieces, I cannot change my this thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So like Prahlad Maharaj, his Shraddha and his Siddhant established, both were so strong. Right.
So such devotee is Mahabhagyavan, is greatly fortunate.
And then
the Uttam Adhikari said that he has Prodhashraddha, that is deep faith. The Madhyam Adhikari has firm faith, but the Uttam Bhagavan has very, very deep faith, which is fully realized.
Deep faith, and second?
And
Sunipun. What is the meaning of Sunipun?
He has fully realized the Vedic conclusion, Shastra conclusion. He's very expert and he's
realized with realization. And his Shraddha is also so strong.
And he's able to convince all others.
Yes.
By Shastra arguments and
reasons. Very good. And thirdly, anyone? Anyone? More?
Prabhupada also mentions that sometimes the Uttamadhikari will come down to the Madhyamadhikari part.
I'm not asking. It is true. Uttamadhikari comes in middle stage and then he becomes Guru. In Uttamadhikari, he is always seeing that all are serving Krishna, only I am not serving. So he cannot teach anything. Never. Like Srimati Radhika sitting on the top of Prem and he thinks, "Oh, this deer is serving Krishna so much. I cannot. These clouds are serving Krishna. I cannot." Like this. Next way to to establish this. What? Three? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told in three ways. We have described two, but one you can do. Tell. Are you going to say something? Can you explain this before? Yes, then say. No, no, nothing. Just say it.
He said yesterday that he thought I am worshipping that deity is only God.
According to belief on name. First, on Shraddha, depends. According to Shraddha, he is Kanishth, Madhyam, Uttam. Again, by Srimad Bhagavatam, what he told. Prakrit, Madhyam, Uttam. And thirdly, it depends on chanting of name, especially in Kali Yuga. Those who are chanting only one name, they are Kanishth. We should honor them. Jar mukhe suni ek Krishna. Even he is telling one name. Whether he is Dikshit or not Dikshit, initiated or not, no harm. Second, who is always doing? Chanting always, continuous. These are Madhyam Adhikari. And to whom we will see, and Krishna name will come in our heart.
Automatically.
Like Haridas Thakur is going on, and all are seeing him, and all are inspired to take Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Only by seeing him, very great personality, he is Uttam Bhagavat in this way. Swamiji has told all these things here. So, after that, you should read something. Here. One should not accept a spiritual master without following his instructions. Page 52 in last.
One should not accept a spiritual master without following his instructions.
Hmm.
Nor should one accept a spiritual master just to make a fashionable show of spiritual life.
What is the meaning? Yes. One should not accept a spiritual master without following his instructions, means?
Without putting yourself at his lotus feet, taking his every word as life and soul, and following with all energy.
Yes.
One should not see the spiritual master as a show bottle, that I have a spiritual master just to show off.
And my spiritual master is so high. So I am also high. This will not do. You will have to practice and obey him. If you are not obeying, then you are like a soap bottle. We have realized this fact. I am disciple of Moni Baba. He never speak anything. Only he writes. Or, you know, I am the disciple of Bansidas Babaji Maharaj. Living in a cart, under a cart, not taking anything, taking hookah, because he is in the line of that. No, this will not do. We'll have to practice. Nor one should accept a spiritual master to make a fashionable show of spiritual life. Those who have done this, they are bound to fall. Certainly they will fall. They are fallen, not to fall anything new, but outwardly we will see that in some days he will give up the practice and he will come. Only tilak this, or taking neck beads, saffron cloth, devotee said, will not do. It adds something, but not everything. Taking all these things and not obeying, they are sahajiyas. All these things taking, but not practically obeying the orders of Gurudev, are like sahajiyas. He has told before Swamiji yesterday. And then one must be
Jigyasu.
No. What is the meaning of Jigyasu? Can you tell a slok of Gita? Similar? No, no. Anyone? Yes. Yes. You should all know this fact. If you are not jigyasu, then you cannot gain anything. And if you are not serving, you are not thinking about your Gurudev teaching or reading the books thoroughly, any question will come in your mind. If you are thinking so much or reading thoroughly, hearing him, a pariprasna will come. What is the meaning of pariprasna? No, not inquire. What is the meaning?
Submissive inquiry?
Having full faith in his Guru. After serving him.
Not challenging mood, not arrogant.
No.
If I am qualified, if you think that, please explain me.
If I am qualified, please mercifully, you should answer my question like this. Then, to know, why to know? To be established in truth, to realize the facts. Again, go on.
One should be inquisitive to learn from the bona fide spiritual master. The inquiries one makes should be strictly pertaining to transcendental science, jigyasu sreya uttamam. The word uttamam refers to that which is above material knowledge.
Tamam. What is the symptom of uttamadhikari? You remember? Uttamadhikari from Srimad Bhagavatam? What is the meaning?
He has a non-dual vision. He's able to see all living entities as parts and parts of Krishna. He doesn't discriminate.
I could not understand.
He says all living entities equal.
No. Not like that. Here is not anyone is equal. Some fat, some long, some good, some. And also that in Vaikunth, there are some ladies, there are some gentlemen, there are some friends, there are mothers, there are animals, cows, not like.
It says, Atmana. It says, within all living entities, there is relationship with the Supreme Lord. Bhagavatam, Atmana.
Go on.
And Bhutta means.
What? Don't say.
He says, always living entity, the Lord, and Jiva.
He has the highest love for Krishna, and he sees that all living entities have that same love for Krishna, even if they don't have it, like the gopis saw the trees, and the birds in the clouds having the same love for Krishna that they have.
But he thinks I don't have.
Huh?
He thinks also, simultaneously, he thinks I don't have.
Yes. But here's the meaning, like Prahlad Maharaj. Tattva-jnani he. He is tattva-jnani. Krishna is highest tattva. Advaya-jnana-parama-tattva. Vadanti tattva. Jajjnanam advayam. Krishna is advaya jnan paratattva. Here devotee who is in uttam adhikari, he sees his own deity, worshipable deity, in each living entity. And he sees that how I have related to Krishna, all are related in the same way to Krishna. Shlok? Sarva bhuteshu, in all entities. He says, Pashyati, Bhagavata bhavam. the relationship to Krishna, Atmana, myself. Yes, Bhagavat Bhavam, the bhav of Krishna. What I have relation to Krishna? Same mood, he says in all. Oh, all are friends of Krishna. And if any is situated in Madhura Rasa, oh, all are gopis. All are serving like gopis, Krishna. Krishna is Gopi Jana Vallabha. If he feels this relation in himself, then he will see everywhere, all are of this. Like a cheater sees all cheaters. A thief sees that all are thieves. A lusty person sees that all are lusty. If brother and sister are going on the same car, oh, very lusty. But wicked persons they are going. He will not think that they are going. Mother and son, oh, lover, they are going in this way. So, seeing his own mood to Krishna in all. And second line, Bhagavad Bhama, Bhutani. No. I'm telling. Sarbhutesh japaset bhagavat atmana bhutani bhagavatyat manneshu bhagavatottam bhutani bhagavati atmanneshu. In all he says, he was saying in Krishna that all are related to Krishna in the same mood I am Krishna. And here he says in all, that same Krishna is in all. Not clear?
Yeah.
You can clear more? No, Deep Prabhu. Sarbhutesu jah pasyet bhagavat bhavam atmanah. To whom he is worshipping, he is everywhere. He is all the living entity are in Krishna. And next, in all living entity he sees same Krishna there. First in Krishna he sees everyone. And next
in Krishna
he is seeing everyone. Understand something? No? Not clear. What I told. In Krishna he sees all. And within all he sees. But what he sees? Atmani bhavaha.
His own mood.
Understand now? He is Uttam Adhikari. If you have a Uttam Adhikari like this, you should serve him fully, giving your head and everything. Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavita Mati Kriyatam kutapi jadi labdhati tatra laullam api mulyame kalam koti janma sukrati na labdhati. This bhavakti cannot be achieved by only past impressions or in the association of general sadhus, devotees. It will be achieved only by the association of Raya Ramananda, Sarup Damodar, in the association of Sarupa Goswami, in association of Raghunath Das Goswami, like this. So they had cleared all these things, Swamiji. I am not speaking Malli, they are also. Then more you should read. Out of many such Vaishnavas. Oh, where we are?
We're at the bottom of page 52. Krishna refers to that which is above material knowledge. Tama means the darkness of this material world, and ut means transcendental. Generally, people are very interested in inquiring about mundane subject matter.
What meaning?
Mundane subject matter?
That can we marry my girl to that person? Can you see my
phone?
What is in my future? Will I be rich? Something I will be gaining like this. And he has done against me. What should I do? Should I take revenge? What should I do? All these worldly, silly questions. How are you? I'm so well. But you are well? No Vaishnava etiquette. No asking any Vaishnava theory. Or I'm so wretched, how I can progress? Not this question. Then?
But when one has lost such interest and is simply interested in transcendental subject matters, he is quite fit for being initiated.
Yeah. What is telling? Again, you sutra.
But when one has lost such interest and is interested in
interest in all of the material topics of this world, and he's interested in Vidya Jnana,